All right, Jamal, say good morning. Let's begin. So today we begin a new Sefer. We're continuing our Limud in Mesilas Yesharim. You know, I feel conflicted about leaving Mesilas Yesharim because the Ramchal writes in his introduction that the impact and the power of Mesilas Yesharim is found in repetition and constantly going over these ideas and reinforcing them. So on one hand, to leave Mesilas Yesharim would seem to be antithetical to the thrust of the Sefer. But I'd like to expand or broaden our horizons a little bit. So we're going to be starting from the Sefer by Rav Eliezer Kashtiel, who again, as I mentioned yesterday, is one of the Rashi Yeshiva in the Yeshiva in Bnei David, in the city of Eli. And Rav Kashtiel wrote a number of essays surrounding Mesilas Yesharim. So just to understand the way that this Sefer works, is he goes chapter by chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, starting from Perek Beis, which I'll give you a little brief synopsis in just a moment, and just develops ideas around some of the concepts of the Ramchal. So he begins with Perek Beis. Perek Beis, of course, is the beginning of a discussion of the Midas HaZehirus. So before we begin the Sefer, let me just read to you three lines from the Ramchal. The truth is, you'll find, I would suggest that you keep your Mesilas Yesharim with you in Shir also, because in Meretz Hashem, we're going to be making reference sometimes back and forth. So let me just read to you just three lines. So remember, in the opening lines of Perek Beis, in the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal writes the following. He begins with the Midah of Zehirus. See, he writes, what is Zehirus? Hine inyan ha-Zehirus hu, sheyihi ha-adam nishar b'masav u-b'inyanav. So the first thing the Ramchal starts with is that the Midah of Zehirus says that a person has to be careful and vigilant with his actions and with all of his dealings. Kilomar, misbonein umifakeach al ma'asav udirachav. Person should be contemplative and ever vigilant about his actions and the pathways he's taking. Hatovim heim imlo. Are they good or are they not? So this again, Shamchal highlights this idea of zihirus, which essentially means that a person has to think in life. Person has to contemplate, person has to give serious thought to the life that he's leading, to the actions that he's taking. Person has to think about the idea in terms of, and again, remember, the Ramchal develops this extensively, about make sure to lead life in a way of contemplative thought. That a person really has to give significant thought to who they are, to what they are, to what direction my life is going. It's in this chapter that Ramchal develops the idea of the Tov Ha'amiti, the ultimate good. What is the ultimate good to which I'm aspiring in life? What is the ultimate good that I'm working towards? How do I get there? What ultimately detracts? That's Zehirus, to live life with awareness and paying attention. So says Rav Kashtiel, let's begin. So this is in page 8. In page 8 in his Sefer. So he writes the following. He says, Beber Midas HaZehirus. It says, Kisha'ata ba la'asag b'midas ha-zehirus. And you're going to see this is written very beautifully and almost in a conversational, very much, you know, 2015 conversation in Zehirus. It says, you know, when we come to speak about Zehirus, b'mabat rishon, at first glance, ata yachol ligalot hisnagdus elah. So a person could be very put off by this idea of Zehirus. How so, v'lama? Listen to what he says. Kim omrim lecha kol hazman tihiyeh zahir. Because if someone tells you all the time, be careful, ze nishma kimo la'atzar asachayim. It sounds like what? Someone is trying to stop you from living. If you think about this, so when do children often, so what happens? Every child goes out of the house. And what does every single Jewish mother say when every single child goes out of the house? Be careful, put on a coat, right? Look both ways before you cross the street, right? Be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful. And at a certain point in time, a child says what? A child says, like, you know, nimas li kvar, you know, yeah, enough already, you know, leave me alone. Like, you feel, the child feels smothered. Now, the Ramchal says, on an adult level, if someone tells you every single time you do something, be careful, you have to express, you have to exhibit concern, you have to be careful. So it, to a certain degree, it could be stifling. Lidugma, he says, let me give you an example. Ataholich letayo. Person goes on a trip, on a hike. V'chalazman omrim lecha, al telech mikan, ki zeh misukan, v'al telech misham, ki zeh lo tov. Imagine a person goes on a hike, and they tell you, well, you know, don't walk this way because it's dangerous. Don't walk this way because the path is a little bit too rocky. Every single thing I'm doing, they're telling me to be careful. It stifles me. It stops me from living. Yef shakacha. It's impossible to exist like that. What happens? Atarotza l'tayel. I want to go ahead and explore. L'alachas baharim ha'gvoim. I want to walk on the tall mountains. Atarotza litzlo b'mayim ha'amukim. I want to swim in the deep waters. Rotza l'achyos. I want to live. V'cholazman omrim l'chatizar. And in every single moment that I want to live, what happens? Someone's telling me what? Be careful. Ze'otzer es hazerima. This goes ahead and it stops the flow of life. It stops the flow of life. This is an incredible idea. You're going to see it's going to apply to Ruchnius in just a moment as well. Kisha omrim zehirus. Sometimes when we speak about zehirus, when we speak about this need to always be careful, to always express, and to always be contemplative and think about every single thing, he says it stops, seems to stop, the flow of life. In other words, that there's nothing I can do without somehow thinking. There's nothing I could do without worrying about what potential negative concerns. Essentially, what he's saying over here is there's no ability to lead a carefree life. Right? Really what he's saying is the difficulty of Zahiros is, and many of you expressed this when we learned this, you know, months ago in the Ramchal, like the Ramchal's model seems to be like I'm always on alert, I'm always on edge, I always have to be contemplative about every single thing that I do. Does that not stop the flow of life? Look what he writes, Gam Zahiros Ruchanis Musaris. So remember, this has been true. This has been true in the realm of general living. He says it's also true in what? It's also true in terms of ruchnius, in terms of one's own spirituality. Yichola lihishtamea kilu omrim lecha la'atzra asachayim. Sometimes if a person is being asked to live a ruchni life, a spiritual life with zihirus, sounds like I have to stop living. How so? Well, so listen to this. Omrim lecha. If a person wants to live a life of zehirus, so what do they tell me? So what does Ramchal tell me? Al teilech l'sham, you can't go here. Tizor ki ze yachol lahazik l'cha. Ruchanis, right? Ruchnis, right? Don't go here. We'll say, again, let's be honest for just a moment. What's part of the problem we have in our Judaism? There are certain things I want to do. There are certain things I want to do. I will say, sometimes this is very challenging, especially, let's say, I'm a Baal Tshuva. So as a Baal Tshuva, I used to lead a particular life, right? And now, Baruch Hashem, I've seen the light, I'm leading a different life. What's the problem? What's the problem? There are many things from that past life that I like, right? That I like. Now, they're not inherently bad. They're just dangerous. They're just dangerous. There's a potential for danger there. So what happens? So it's stifling a little bit. There are things that I want to do in life, and every single time I want to do something, and it seems to be the more fun the thing is, the more greater the danger associated with it, every single time I want to do something, the message that comes back to me is, well, be careful. Be careful, because again, there's danger associated with that. Be careful if you go ahead and you go down that road, because again, you can have negative consequences. Al teilech l'sham tizar ki ze yachol lahazik l'cha ruchnis v'im teilech l'sham techta. If you do this, it's going to put you on a negative path. Al teilech l'kan ulayihi po yetzer hara. Don't go to this place, because why? It could be I can go to this place. We'll say, you know, so some of you know this is a pet peeve of mine. I often speak about this. You know, let's say going to a bar. You hear this, it's an incredible thing, right? So a person says, I'm just going to the bar. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to have a drink. I'm just going to meet friends. I'm just going to this. So what's the eight of that comes? One second. Don't go, because again, that's a place where bad stuff happens. Lav Dafka, maybe nothing bad ever happened at this particular bar, but bars are places where bad stuff goes down. So says Rav Kashtiel, you know, it's stifling. What are you talking about? All these years, I just want to go and I want to hang out a little bit. I want to go watch the game. I want to stay with some friends. I'm not going to get into any trouble. And yet the feedback I get is what? Don't go there, because that is a den of sin. That's my own description. And so he says, don't go there, because again, the Yetzirah definitely lurks there. And we'll say this happens to us all the time. So I want to do something. Someone tells me, don't do it. It's mamish, you're setting yourself up for sin. And what am I thinking to myself? Come on, nothing is going to happen there. You know, I'll say, you know how sometimes you run into a situation in life where someone tells you something, a piece of advice, that you know intellectually is true, but yet you to a certain degree refuse to assimilate it. Why? Because you don't believe that the danger that's being discussed actually applies to you. Right? I understand what you're saying, but I'm just telling you, it's not me. It's not really me. That won't happen to me. I'll take to me advice bichlal. So what happens? A person could say, you know what? Fine. If everything is so dangerous, I won't leave the house at all. Ki kolas man tzarich rak lizar. You know what? I guess I have to be careful all the time. The Yitzhahara is everywhere. So you know what? I'm just going to stay home. So what happens? He says, ki kolas man, right? Ate yochol lehi chanek. Boss said, this is an amazing. He said, it's stifling. You feel like you're suffocating. It's very validating to read this, no? Because, again, sometimes we struggle with these things. We feel a little bit strange articulating it because you think it makes us not frum. But it's interesting. What Rav Kashtila is highlighting is this idea that if I have to be careful from everything, it means that I can't really do anything. And if I can't do anything without the potential for danger, it's stifling and it's suffocating. He says, page 9, Habaya. The problem is, the problem is that a person could look at this midah of zihirus, this midah ultimately, again, of living life with this awareness of being careful, and they could see it as the enemy of life. Oyev shal hazrima hanafshit, literally, again, the enemy of the spiritual flow of life. Oyev shal hanormaliut, right? The enemy of being normal. People say, I often find, everybody loves to use that word normal, right? What's the definition of normal? Me, I'm normal, right? Everybody to the right of me is a zealot. Everybody to the left of me is whatever, a shagitz, you know? But I'm the normal guy. So leaving that's of course difficult in and of itself. So Rav Kashtiel says that ultimately, I just want to be normal. I just want to live a normal life. And you're telling me that I have to have my religious antenna up for every single thing because there's danger everywhere. Therefore, says Rav Kashtiel, we have to define in a fundamental fashion what is zihirus? What does it mean to live life? Remember again, I began this morning with the Ramchal's definition. The Ramchal's definition of zihirus is that a person is misbonein, mifakeach, a person is contemplative, a person is thoughtful about what he's doing, about the actions he's engaging in, about the life that he's living, and asking himself, is what I'm doing good or not good? That is the fundamental question, which of course again presupposes that a person knows what good and what not good is, and that a person knows what the tov ha'amiti, the ultimate good that he's aspiring towards. So says Rav Kashtiel, we have to begin with a definition. At the end of the day, what is zihirus? Okay, let's just read one more paragraph, then we'll stop. Ukimo shamana bakdama, she'ikar ha'matara shalanu zeh lefaneach milim umusagim. Our goal, we'll say this in general. If you notice again, this in general in learning, this was like the cornerstone of the Brisker method of learning, which is everything begins with definitions. You have to define your terms. If you don't define your terms, it's impossible to create a framework or a construct. So whenever trying to understand something, first thing I need is a definition. Person could take a word and mistranslate it. V'kach zehofech lios mashu she'anu pachos mis'aynim bo. And the problem is, if you wrongly define something, then what? Then that thing becomes something that at the end of the day, I'm not interested in. Hashehelehi eich anachnu mefarshim es amila. The fundamental question we have to contend with is, how are we going to define our terms? Well, so we'll stop over here for today. So we end off again with Rav Kashtiel telling us, working backwards, we need to define zihirus. We need to define what this term means and what the application is. Because until we define it, this notion of being afraid that everything puts me in spiritual peril in life seems to be a suffocating way to live. Seems to be a way, ultimately, again, that prevents what he calls the zerima, the natural flow of life. In order to be able to understand how to properly inculcate within ourselves a healthy, normal sense of zihirus, we need to work on our definition. Emir Tz Hashem tomorrow.